What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bob, I'd like to gauge the level of optimism out there. I might argue that the fact that we haven't seen Rodgers or a lot of the defensive key defensive players or DK Metcalf actually helps to increase the optimism, believe it or not. What we don't know won't hurt us.
Right. So what happens is your imagination takes over.
Yes.
You got all these guys who are big name players are going to be coming back, and you haven't seen them yet. First game, here we go. So I understand why people would be jacked.
Are people jacked, though? Have you discovered that on your shows?
Well, listen,
are people calling in pumped up about this team?
I'm willing to consider that Aaron Rodgers might have a very good season. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, they went out and they're very optimistic about those guys.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Bob. We have the Jim Nantz quote. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it because I know he's going to be in town a lot this year, which means good where I get to see him and Tony and the whole crew when they come in.
A lot of free dinners for you when they come in, Bob.
Who's to say that they pay?
Oh, come on. Who does, Ron?
We sent checks down to Fort Myers.
Let's hear from Jim Nantz from, I think, just the other day about the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
From CBS Sports.
Just looking at our schedule, which is loaded, but it's very Pittsburgh back heavy at the end of the year.
You're saying that's important to us.
That's important to us. Aaron Rodgers signing. And I think it's going to work out. I think Aaron, I know this is like the momentum. I'm going against the popular viewpoint of what happened with the Jets. It was better than people gave him credit for, by a lot. I mean, he threw 26 touchdowns and only 8 interceptions. And what did he do at the end of the year? I mean,
he played great down the stretch like this. Far as they just didn't win, so you don't get credit for some of the good games because you didn't win some of them. But he had 14 touchdowns, 1 pick to close out the last set.
I mean, this guy was not throwing 14 picks and 1 touchdown. Yeah. It was the flip. And I think getting around Mike Tomlin, having DK Metcalf, just the culture
they win already,
in Pittsburgh.
And then you
add
him
I mean, and there's a chance.
The year before, he'll be better.
There's a chance at the end of the year, if they're good, because we can always switch out of it. The way the schedule was handed out to us, we could have the Steelers come late November, 6 out of 7 weeks. And that includes games against Chicago in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
We have a game against Detroit, national doubleheader game. Got a Pittsburgh Baltimore game. So there are other ones in that mix. We could see Pittsburgh a lot if they're good. So that's the biggest question I have. Is it going to work? As I sit here today, I believe it's going to work.
All right.
I want to preface that by saying last year when they were in town, they were also very bullish on the Steelers. They thought the combination of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields was actually a good thing for them and they would take a step forward. And it really didn't work that way. But it didn't end that way.
Can you order anything you want when you're out to dinner with them, Bob? Do you feel that freedom for a steak, maybe a surf and turf?
I don't think anyone goes crazy. It's just basic food, you know.
A steak is not basic food. A couple drinks, steak. Do you go for dessert or is there a pang of guilt in there?
No, there's dessert.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a community dessert that they bring around? Do you order individually?
No, individually.
Limits, are you jealous of his dinners with Romo, Nantz, and the whole CBS team?
If there are 6 different instances where
some of those are on the road, so they won't
be
here.
That's true. Joe, I think that we have to find a way to sit at like the kids' table.
Bob, can you get us in?
In
just
the back
say we're your assistants.
I'm
back
corner,
Bob.
I can't do that.
Would you feel a pang of guilt if you ordered like an attention-grabbing dessert, like something in flames?
Like Bananas Foster?
Yes, Bananas Foster. Bananas
Louis
Berry
the 13th
Foster.
In there? No.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. I never do that.
Right. But you order a couple of glasses of wine, a steak, maybe surf and turf?
Maybe.
What does Romo order? I guess anything he wants, huh? Does he
I
like
really
wine?
Haven't paid attention to what he orders. I don't know.
Wouldn't you, Limits? Wouldn't you be curious what all these guys order?
Very. I mean, I would imagine that they order a lot of steak.
Yeah. Got to be a lot of steak, Bob.
Mashed potatoes, Bob?
Yeah, I mean,
potatoes?
It's basic stuff that you would eat anywhere, I think.
They look healthy, too, so I imagine vegetables as a side.
I will say this. They love coming to Pittsburgh because there are a lot of people that are in the group that we go with that are really great people, and they enjoy having an opportunity to have a conversation with them over dinner. So,
it's a great town. That's number one. And number two, are they the biggest story in the NFL?
I think they're going to be the most interesting story in the NFL. I think everyone's looking to find out what this is going to happen.
That's what I mean by that. Yeah. I mean, what's the hottest story in the league going into this season? You guys have a want to take a
story?
Stab?
Dallas is always one of those teams that gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And now that George Pickens is down there with CeeDee Lamb, I'll be anxious to find out what happens there.
Yeah, they're always big, but they're the Cowboys. I mean, is there anything in particular about that story that's really hot? Well, I guess Micah Parsons,
but also George Pickens.
Yeah.
In a contract year, going down there, see what he can do.
I'll tell you what,
I think given the fact the Steelers have made so much change,
Aaron Rodgers
against what they
is
normally
here.
Do, right? But not just him, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, all guys who, you know, if you put this roster together 4 or 5 years ago, you would have said, oh my goodness, this is a team that's going to win a lot. In fact, they would be Super Bowl contenders, if not favorites.
I think they're the hottest story in football going in, mostly because of him. Because it's Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh. What is going to happen there? I also think there's another story developing, and that's Ben Johnson and the Bears and Caleb Williams. Have you heard some stuff about how Johnson has run that camp in that preseason?
I thought that was
it's
a
like
great
Vince
hire.
Lombardi out there. He's throwing people out of practice, and then you watch Caleb, I think it was just the other night, and he looked great. I think it was against the second team Bills defense, but still.
Looks like 38-0, which tells you all you need to know about preseason.
Yeah, of course. But given the alternatives, you'd rather have a guy who looked like he was functional. I think they're going to be good, and I think there's a lot of eyes.
And that's one of those games down the stretch the Steelers have in Chicago.
Yeah. You know,
so that's not going to be an easy game.
So he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to be good, Jim Nantz, and so does Romo. And they were rolling out the stats, Bob. And when you look at it, I guess in totality, down the stretch, I don't know, the final 10 games or something, he did have, I think, 18 touchdowns against 4 picks, if I'm not mistaken.
And 17-1 versus what Romo said in the final 4. And regardless who you're playing, 17 touchdowns. One interception.
He's wrong about that because he had 3 picks in the last 2 games, including touchdowns and 2 picks in Buffalo.
He said that in the
clip, he said
so
that.
He's wrong. But the point is, you know, he's had success there. It doesn't matter who you do it against. People will say, well, look at who he played against. Jacksonville was one of those teams that were falling apart. He still did it. And as Romo said, when you go 5-12, it's looked at like a disaster, which he did contribute to, but he wasn't the big reason they fell apart. So, we'll see. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic that it could work here. I hope it does because I think it's a lot to talk about.
I'm open to it. I am at this point. Again, it's what I don't know can't hurt me. And we have absolutely no idea what we're going to be looking at in week one. He was horrible against Buffalo. And then the week before, Bob, December 22nd against the Rams, they only scored 9 points. So he couldn't have been that good. He was 28 of 42 for 250, you know, a 91 rating. He wasn't horrible, but if you score 9, you're not that good. They lose to Seattle. They lost to Arizona 31-6.
That was a game I remember. That was not a good game for anyone associated with the New York Jets that day.
It seems like he went back to, you know, turnover aversion, Aaron Rodgers, which is one of the hallmarks of his career. My God, what did he have 1 year? 43-5 or something?
Yeah, that's the best touchdown interception percentage of any single season. Yeah.
But except for those last 2 games when he got picked off 3 times in the Buffalo game. I mean, you could say that was just a mismatch of talent too, where the Bills just hammered them, but he looked horrible.
Well, we saw him here.
And he got picked off by Beanie
Bishop twice, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on what you think you're going to get from Aaron Rodgers. And we don't have a clue because we haven't seen anything. So, therefore, it's going to be a blank page. And on September 7th, we'll write our first chapter of that book.
I think the Steelers are going to be playing big games late in the year. I won't make any other guarantees about this season. I think they're going to start 4-1 or 5-0, and I'm predicting 5-0. And then starting in November and into December, they're going to have a good enough record that they're going to be, just like Nance said, a wanted commodity. Do you agree with that?
I think a lot of it, I think it possibly could be, but it also comes down to injuries to key players at key times.
Oh, of course.
You know, and that's the one thing you don't know when you try to look into this season and make predictions about.
Yeah,
win
I mean,
records.
I'll change all my predictions if TJ Watt goes down. But right now, like the November 30th game against Buffalo, followed by a trip to Baltimore, can they convert those to prime time or no? When does window begin?
They can flex a lot of games.
They're going to have games.
Flex in, flex out.
They're going to be flexing like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bob, at the end of the year.
And it doesn't necessarily have to mean the Steelers are doing well. It could mean the other team is still hot and the Steelers are still a commodity that people want to watch. It could go one of
several
ways.
Well, what way do you think it'll go, assuming all things are equal
and they're
healthy?
Well, if they start well, they're going to be a player down the stretch.
And you think they'll start 4-1?
I do. And I still think it may get better than that even. But down the stretch, it's going to be tough. And that's where it's similar to what we saw last year. It's not condensed. It's not 3 games in 10 days or whatever, 12 days, whatever it was. But there's still a succession of teams that should be very good teams. And I would include a trip to Cleveland in there because they seem to always have problems in Cleveland.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's Dorian Thompson Robinson or who was it? Jameis beat them last year.
Jameis Winston.
In the now game, game that didn't matter. Remember that one? Limits? The free pass game.
Yeah, free pass.
That was the free pass game.
If they
Bob.
Lost, it didn't matter, Bob. It's just brush it aside.
They're going to have some high profile. They're going to at least be 7-4 going against Buffalo November 30th, Bob. That I think they may be 8-3 going into that game. How do you like
7-4, 8-3? I think.
Somebody tell me I'm losing my mind. Is somebody going to stop me here, or just
no,
let me keep going?
I mean, if you look at the schedule, you have to. But that's the danger of looking at schedules. You all.
But what else do we have to look at?
Everyone assumes that Patriots are going to be bad, that the Jets are going to be bad, that Seattle, who knows? I mean, Seattle's not going to be that easy. I don't think so. I think Darnold's finally figured it out. Now, he went from a good system. I'm not sure what they're doing in Seattle.
I know. There's the vagaries of the schedule. Did anything shock you really, truly in the AFC last year? I mean, I always think that the NFL's way more predictable than people think. The Bills were really good. The Dolphins were average. The Jets and Patriots stunk. We knew that before the season. The Ravens were really good. The Steelers won 10 games. The Bengals were over 500. The Browns stunk. We knew that before the season. The Texans won their division like everybody thought. Everybody else stunk. We knew that before the season. I'm almost all the way through the AFC with zero surprise. So I think the schedule is way more predictable. Then in the AFC West, Kansas City won it. There's a shocker. The Chargers, the Broncos were better than people thought, and the Raiders sucked. So the whole AFC, I could have laid out before the season.
Yeah, Denver would be the outlier. Not many people thought that was going to happen with a rookie quarterback.
There's always a surprise or two, positive and negative. Other than that, I think the NFL gets way miscast as, oh my God, you never, on week to week, you never know what's going to happen. On the year, you by and large do. Actually,
it's all traceable to quarterbacks too.
You actually do know what's going to happen.
End up with the best records.
The Commanders were the big surprise in the NFC, and the 49ers were the big negative surprise.
I think Jacksonville was a surprise. They had a lot people thought they were going to be a team to contend, and they fell flat on their face.
Maybe
so it goes that way too.
Maybe they were the negative surprise in the AFC. Maybe because in 2024, Bob, or 2023, did they make the playoffs that year? They were 9-8.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, they may have been a negative surprise. So I actually think we can look at the schedule by and large with a couple of exceptions and predict who's going to be good and bad.
The Steelers, by the way, just signed former Oregon cornerback Cam Alexander. Seattle just released him.
Plan the parade.
Cam Alexander in the cornerback position.
Limits, you excited about that one?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Is he a better corner than Jalen Ramsey, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I know Justin Fields can't take advantage of that in week one. Do you think he will, Bob?
I think that's going to be a tough game. I don't know how
so
it's
do
going
I.
to play out,
I mean,
but
any
I think
game
it's going
will
to be a tough game.
Yeah, so do I. I think actually that, do.
Yeah, so, and there's so much you know, drama involved with that, with Justin Fields against the Steelers, chip on his shoulder. I think Aaron Rodgers has a massive chip on his shoulder for a lot of things.
Give me your shocking dark side Super Bowl. Not the one you're actually predicting, but the one you want to predict if either one of us had the cojones to predict it.
Dark side Super Bowl.
Yeah, mine's Denver against Arizona. Who's yours, Bob?
I'm trying to think who I would look as a dark side. I would say Chargers against
the Giants.
Dallas.
Go ahead, pick them against Dallas. Yeah. I like that one.
George,
how about you, Limits? The one you want to pick but can't.
I'd love to see Steelers Buccaneers. What we just saw in the preseason
that
game.
That'd be great.
That'd be fascinating.
That would be tremendous. I start to drink the Kool-Aid on everybody this time of year because, as I told Limits last week, I watched this trip from camp to camp on NFL Network. Mm-hmm. Everybody sounds great, Bob.
They
the Raiders.
Do.
The Raiders sound great right now. The Raiders might be good.
The Raiders could be good.
I know they could
be
good.
You know, Geno Smith and Pete Carroll, they have a connection there, and they brought him over for a reason. We'll see.
I don't think that that's a bad football team. What if Ashton Jeanty is great? Brock Bowers is already a star. Sidney Crosby on defense, Bob. I mean, who's to say they couldn't be? Devin White supposedly is having a rebirth. That's the other thing. You go to all these camps, everybody's in the best shape of their lives. Everybody's having a rebirth from earlier in their
right.
career. They have a Landon Roberts and Devin White starting at linebacker. You like that, Bob? I certainly do.
I just think they're going to be a better team. Yeah, I don't know what it results in record-wise. I think Kansas City is very capable of taking a step backwards. I think it's time for that.
So do I. So do I. I'm going to tell you why next. Let's take a little closer look at the landscape of the AFC. Because as I said from the top of the show, training camp, the whole preseason is over for the Steelers. We were going to find out, the finding out phase is finished. It's done.
Let's talk about what we found out. What you think?
Nothing.
You
but we'll
know.
Talk about it coming up.
We have a little inkling.
Do we?
Do we? Yeah.
I have an inkling, except
I think the run game still is a problem.
But you've also said that you can't tell anything from camp or the preseason.
I understand that, but I have to make some assessment, don't I? And if
so
I do, that would be it, that the run game still has work to do.
Let's talk about all of that coming up, and I want to look at the AFC a lot closer. A lot closer. By the way, I think the Houston Texans might go to the Super Bowl. I think they're really good. You disagree?
No, I think they're really good, too. I think the Eagles, though, everybody's not mentioning the Eagles enough. You know, they just brought in John Michi. That's a good receiver to add to what they already have. I think that's a team that's very capable of doing it again.
So do I, of course. I mean, with that roster, of course they are. And so are the Chiefs. But I'm going to tell you something about the Chiefs coming up, why I totally agree with you. That reign of division championships.
And reign of terror on the AFC.
Yeah, and trips to the AFC title game, why that's going to end.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.